Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is 946A. The news of the week is always the A segments, but especially what it means for you, what actions you should take. And we have some really important news this week, especially if you're worried about breast cancer or prostate cancer, because the two are usually found together, meaning the things that cause prostate or breast cancer cause the other one as well, and the things that prevent them cause the other one to go away or not be a problem as well. And there are a lot of stories this week that are key for that. Pool chemicals, do you use those? Well, I should tell you, we're here on a beautiful day in Chicago at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategies Summit. This is important for people in healthcare, but if you're any place in marketing, you want to sign up and come to this, no matter what it costs you. If you're near Chicago, it's a great time in Chicago this first or second week in May. I think it's always here at this time of year, third week. I guess we're actually maybe in the fourth week of May, but anyway, who knows? Is it June yet? But anyway, we're doing it live from the 24th annual. Bill Klaproth, the head engineer at Radio MD. So if anything is screwed up with this recording, it's my fault. And thanks very much for downloading us. What did I mean? What are the top stories this week? Well, it is, one, a low-fat diet lowers your risk of dying from breast cancer and probably prostate cancer. What do I mean by that? Well, we'll get to that in a few seconds. Soda taxes are a no-brainer for public health. I didn't find out who won that Philadelphia election, but the Philadelphia election was a lot part about soda taxes because the soda industry got scared. 40% reduction in soda sales in Philadelphia. Thank God! But, of course, the soda industry wants to kill you, and so they're trying to get it repealed so that you'll buy more soda and kill your body. Now, that's in my humble opinion, not in Radio MD's opinion or in the podcast's opinion or any of our sponsors. But you say, why is the soda industry trying to sell you something that's going to poison you? Well, they also sell you some good things with water, thank God. But in this case, it's their survival they care about, not their customers. If they were smart, they'd want their customers to live 30 or more years longer, live long and prosper, as they say, and they would try and get you brand buy-in for their waters or their sports drinks without sugar so that you can live long and prosper. So the soda industry has great things, but one of them isn't sugar drinks. And we should tax the hell out of them. 1.5 cents per ounce isn't enough, although 40% reduction in sales, really good. Eating processed food for 2 weeks does what to your body? This is actually an incredible story where they put people in the National Institute of Health and fed them for 100 days. Would you like to live just in a building for 100 days? Well, you can do that and get fed if you sign up for this program at NIH. But they did two regimens of feeding. One was healthy, one wasn't. And we'll talk about what the processed food one versus the unprocessed food one did. Pool chemicals harm thousands at home pools every summer. What to do and what you want to do to curb overeating and still feel full. This is a wonderful study because it talks to me about one of the things I love doing. They're all in What to Eat When, my book, if you will. Mike Krupain and I wrote that book because the science had changed. This is confirmation of that science. What do you want to eat to feel full? I'm going to break to that story. It's an avocado and not or walnuts. And it's not just a part of an avocado. Eat the whole gosh darn avocado. They did this randomized study of people eating half an avocado or just the same number of calories without healthy fats or whole avocado at the meal. 150 calories is the whole avocado, and guess what? Or if you eat an ounce of walnut, same thing. Guess what? By eating those, the people felt full didn't eat as much and lost weight. So eat the whole avocado, much better than half an avocado, much better than 6 walnuts is 12, and much better than the no healthy fat, high carb diet, high even healthy carb diet, caused them to gain weight. When they ate the full avocado, they lost weight because they felt full. Onions and garlic, yeah, they're healthy, a low-fat diet. So this is interesting. This is low-saturated fat diet. You can have that avocado, but a low-saturated fat diet over a 25-year period didn't decrease the incidence of breast cancer. It has in other studies when you've had healthy fat with it. So the avocado or the walnuts or the extra virgin olive oil, that decreased the incidence, but it also decreases the recurrence and decreases your risk of dying from breast cancer. What's found for breast cancer is usually found for prostate cancer. So healthy fats, no saturated fat should be in your diet. Soda taxes, decreased use of soda, purchase of soda by actually 64% in Philadelphia. People bought a little more in the surrounding areas. If you look at it, they think it's about a 40% reduction in drinking sugared beverages. That's a great thing. So have your city pass taxes to raise it on all sugared beverages. Sports drink, unless you're doing more than 2 hours in a row, water is great. But even if you get Gatorade without sugar, that's great. Or Dasani with electrolytes without sugar, those are great. So whether it's Coke or Pepsi or Dr. Pepper, get it without sugar and without diet, without sweeteners. I don't know how to tell you this. It is, you're avoiding like something like cigarettes by doing this. Avoid e-cigarettes, avoid vaping, avoid simple carbs, avoid saturated fat. But you want to enjoy life. Avocado, walnuts, dark chocolate. You can enjoy a whole mess of things. Salmon. There are a whole mess of things that are great for you that you can really feel indulgent with. Eating a whole avocado. Man, the first time I tried that after the study came out, it was like, man, this is a lot of avocado to eat. Delicious. Put it on some whole grain bread. Or even, you know, what I had today was absolutely delicious. It was salsa on a egg white spinach wrap. Magnificent food here at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit. Judy did a great job. Thank you, Judy, for getting some healthy food choices here. Some generic drugs do more harm than good. This is a scary story because imported drugs, you know, we always say import the drugs for India or import them from China or import them from Canada, and we can get, but they found out some of these imported drugs, generics, were 1/5 to 1/10. The FDA in other countries isn't as diligent as our FDA. Yay, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, you did a good job with the FDA. Thank you. And all your predecessors, too, Kessler and Peck, et cetera. You guys stand up for the principle of making American drugs safe. I wish they were a little cheaper, yeah, but at least we have safe drugs in the right doses so that you can write that label so it's safe and efficacious. You help doctors a lot. But some generic drugs, if you go to a foreign country to get it, are 1/5 to 1/20 the actual active ingredients, not good. So they tell tales of this. Pool chemicals harm thousands, but mostly at home. So don't be casual. Don't have your bathing suit on and say, oh, I forgot to add the pool chemicals, I'm going to add them now, and you spill a little bromine or chlorine on your feet. Ah, there's a burn. Not good. So be fully dressed. Wear gloves. Put a mask on. You don't want to breathe those things, and you want to follow instructions exactly. Because sometimes adding chlorine to certain water compounds causes a chlorine bomb. That's how you get, in fact, right, chemical warfare. Adding the wrong chemicals at the wrong time causes you to have a chlorine bomb in your lung, which kills your lung. You don't want to do that. So you want the pool chemicals, but follow instructions and wear protective goggles. wear gloves, wear footwear, and make sure you follow the instructions. 4,500 people are harmed every year from home pool chemicals. Could Sudoku and crosswords make your brain years younger? Well, the studies are the real thing that prevents dementia is speed of processing games. So crosswords that are timed, Sudoku that is timed, or Game of Thrones, games like that where you challenge yourself in time-related fashion, that really does make your brain younger and prevent dementia. So where are we in today's top stories? Onions and garlic, enjoy them. Enjoy a whole avocado or 12 full walnuts at the start of a meal. You'll eat less and get healthier. Low saturated fat lowers your risk of recurrent or death from breast cancer and prostate cancer, probably. Soda taxes encourage your politicians to pass the highest gosh darn soda taxes on sugared beverages you can. Get water, water with electrolytes, those are good things. Only if you exercise for more than 2 hours do you want to have a sports drink with sugar in it. 2 hours in a row, that is, not 2 hours total in a week. Eating processed food for 2 weeks, I didn't tell you what that does, but what that does to your body, it causes you to gain weight. Maybe it's the preservative, that propionate we talked in the processed food, but eating real food like beans or avocados or walnuts or any nut or any bean or any 100% whole grain, right, or fruits and vegetables and produce, those are good for you. Those people lost weight. Same number of calories, they lost weight. Probably a change in your microbiome. And remember, protect yourself from yourself if you're adding pool chemicals or enjoying a pool. We all want to enjoy a pool. Once it's open, you want to make sure it's appropriately got the right chemicals in it, but do it in the appropriate way. This is Dr. Mike Roizen on site with Chief Engineer Bill Klaproth from RadioMD at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physicians Strategy Summit, giving you the information you need to take control of your health and live at the top of your curve till very near the end. Thanks, RadioMD. Thank you for downloading us. Do rate us daily. And thank you, Bill, for great engineering. Sylvia, I haven't ever given you credit. Sylvia Anderson is our, if you will, den mother who keeps us all in line. Thanks very much. And, of course, Tim Deesa for running Radio MD. I guess I should say Tim Deesa Jr. for running Radio MD and for letting you have these great podcasts. Tell your friends about them. Remember, the B is always guests. We've got a great guest this week. You'll want to download the B segment. I'm not even going to tease with what that guest is talking about, but it's a subject you'll want to learn about. And this is Dr. Mike Roizen thanking you for listening to us.